Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. More importantly, we're almost at the million listener mark. And I just want to thank you all for sharing us with your friends, your family, your associates. It just makes a big situation. I want to thank everybody who's listened to us overseas. We appreciate you. And with that said, we're definitely talking about money today. I love this intro about Dutch, so I'm just going to just read it right out. In a world where economic winds are swift and unpredictable, the real estate market stands as a challenging yet promising arena. Dutch Mendenhall, he's the author of Money Shackle, shares his roadmap for inspiring real estate enthusiasts to not just navigate, but thrive amidst this financial storms. With a focus on understanding the market, building solid online connections, leveraging modern tech, Dutch strategies are about crafting legacy in real estate, irrespective of economic hurdles. That one thing is very, very important, irrespective of economic hurdles. There's so many people out there who think that economy's not good. I can't do well with this. But the reality is amongst the chaos, there is opportunity. Dutch, I want to welcome you to the show. Appreciate you being here. I love the background behind you. I think that's pretty cool. It says RAD.
Yeah, there's some of our different companies. I had to go take a look at it for a sec. Yeah. Those four companies right there, we've amassed, you know, $250 million in assets, you know, and I would say the fastest acceleration of that has happened in the last 3 years. I would say that for me, I don't think investing is never irrespective of what's happening in the markets. I think you have to understand the system behind what's happening, and you have to move, you know, before the markets move. And if you understand what's happening behind the system, you know how to move, you know where to invest, you know the type of investments to make. And, you know, we're a country that's controlled by, you know, four, you know, I always say there's four pillars that control the American economy in a way, and other people don't really talk about it, but, you know, it's four companies in a certain extent. You have BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and Buffett. And if you pay attention to what those four are doing, you know a lot of what's happening, and you can move before the market happens. And what happens is they all built a system, and it's a financial system that goes like this, right? It goes up and down. And what happens, and when we're in a recession, we're in the down. Well, everybody knows there's not a person that studies economics and real estate and investing that doesn't say that's the time to buy. But 87% of America doesn't buy during that period of time. And then when times are going up, you know, everybody knows when you're getting close to the top, don't buy. But then that's when everybody buys. And so Americans are indoctrinated, and they're following the system instead of being ahead of the system that is in front of them. And it's painful for a lot of people. Because there's the emotional pain with money. There's the lack of unknowing when it comes to money. And then there's the pain of past mistakes, right? People have made mistakes and they've done challenges. So Money Shackles was simply built to give people checklists. Like, should I invest now? Should I not invest now? Is this a company to invest in, not a company to invest in? Why is real estate such an important part of every wealthy person in the world's portfolio, right? Why does every billionaire that ever existed use debt, but every financial guru tells you not to have any debt, right? And so these are all, you know, interesting conversations that we're constantly in the middle of. But having built it, like, just like you, right, Steve, you built it from scratch, right? And you built wealth, and you've built wealth for others, right? And so it's like you and I both know that there's a process behind this, but how do we begin breaking that code for other people? And that's truly my deep passion, is figuring out how to break that code. I think from my own childhood of pain, my own childhood of living on my own at 16 years old and stuff, is I just got passionate about that and kept growing and kept growing and kept growing.
Dutch, first of all, I actually totally agree with what you're saying, because a lot of people don't realize this right now. is even though we saw this little uptick in the market, you still have somebody like Warren Buffett who's liquidated almost $167 billion, and he's got that in cash. And what do you think he's doing? He's waiting for what? He's waiting for some turmoil so he can go deploy that money when the market's down because he knows what's going on. And yet others are still investing and moving forward, and they're not seeing it because they're not paying attention.
Warren's waiting for the commercial crash, right? I mean, he's waiting for the commercial bubble to mm-hmm. pop to a certain extent. I mean, he invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the housing development, right? You know, invested, you know, $500 million into gold mines, into gold, right? And so, you know, he's preparing for, you know, those are signs that he's preparing for some scary things, right? You know, and he's trying to invest in, you know, a real hard-paced commodity, right? He's invested into the housing industry. And so it's like, where is he headed? But I think a lot of them have been waiting for the signs we got today, which is the first articles I've seen about the Fed, you know, committing to lowering rates 6 times next year. And so, you know, I saw that newsjacking today came across my desk. I'd have to go and find the article for you. But it was the first time I had seen something about that since we've been through this whole interest rate, you know, journey. So
let's start talking about how people can, you know, thrive. And let's talk about, you know, some of the things that they do. How can they use technology? And, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, the thing about real estate is if you buy right, the economy is going to go up and down, but your real estate is going to continue to grow in value. And so good investing is about making sure that your money is invested into an asset that's going to grow in value over time. A lot of people do short-term action, short-term thinking, and short-term thinking will get you burned, right? If you did short-term thinking with crypto, maybe you win, maybe you lose. And the challenge is that people, if they buy into crypto with a long-term mindset, then they're always going to buy when times are down because they're going to recognize when times are down. But if they're only doing short-term thinking, lots of times they're not gonna buy when it's down. And so with real estate, there's so many effects in a positive way that it has on somebody. You know, we're going to the end of the year right now, so we're gonna have a lot of tax stuff come up. Well, real estate's one of the few vehicles in the world where we have depreciation, we have tax write-offs, we have things that can reduce our taxes as a person, right? But if you're selling a business, you're selling an asset, you're selling, you know, stock, right? You sell a piece of real estate, there's tax deferred vehicles that can make a huge difference into your wealth. And so if you look at like a OZ fund, so we have a RAD OZ fund, you look at a 1031 exchange, you're looking at a 721 vehicle where you make a stock exchange for control of like a real estate asset, right? And so there's a lot of different things out there that people can do to eliminate some of their tax burden. And here's the thing, as I know, for as much money as you want to make from your investing, saving 10%, saving 20% on your taxes instead of having to pay as much money to Uncle Sam. I believe in paying taxes because I believe in our country. I believe in America. But at the same time, I think every American should pay the amount of taxes they're supposed to, which is less than what every American pays. And so the reality is if they use those tax-deferred vehicles, if they use real estate, that 10, 20% that now they could put back into investing compounded over 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, turns into millions of dollars. But if they don't, then they never have that money compounding and working for them. So, you know, my firm belief is, you know, in real estate, if you're taking a simple math formula behind it, if you can buy a good piece of real estate, you can turn that into a second piece of real estate, a third piece of real estate. Now you have 2, 3, 4 assets that are depreciating. People who don't know what depreciation is, maybe you can define that for them, Steve. But essentially, you know, it's your ability to pay less in taxes, right? Depreciation is you're working against your asset, right? It's giving you tax write-offs. It's giving you expenses, right? Against your income, which reduces your amount of taxes. And every asset you add that has depreciation as a part of it reduces your total tax burden. I'm not a tax professional. You might be able to define that even better than I do. But the thing I've learned about building wealth is I made a lot of money before I was 30 years old. And at 30 years old, I realized I hadn't really built wealth. And I realized wealth becomes from the accumulation of assets that produce income.
Yep, that's right. And folks, for those who are wondering what depreciation is, the IRS looks at every piece of business equipment as an asset you purchase, and then it has a life. And what they do in when it comes to real estate, if it's a rental property, it's 27 and a half year life. So each year you take 1/27th and a half, and you're able to depreciate that. You can do that with the furnitures in there. You can do that with the trees, the whole shot, whatever the value is, you're able to do that. And you could keep taking that off every single year. And a lot of people have utilized that depreciation to significantly reduce their taxes, especially if they're receiving income. In many cases, the income that somebody receives, say they're receiving $5,000 a month, a lot of times if they're depreciating it and they also have like a few other expenses, they're in a situation where they might be only paying taxes on maybe 20% of that income, which is very significant. With, as opposed to receiving an interest income from an investment where, say, you're receiving $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year in taxes. And if you only have to pay tax on, say, 20% of that, that's pretty big. So that's what depreciation, that's how it's used for, folks. But I want to come back and talk to one of the things that that Dutch does here. And he talks about robust digital networking. How do you harness the power of online networking to open up doors in real estate? How do you get opportunities with that?
We're big into crowdfunding, raising capital, right? And one of the largest crowdfunders in America. And so within the book, there's specific platforms where people can go on and raise capital, right? An average American can go on and raise the money through crowdfunding platforms with little effort, right? In order to go buy a piece of real estate, right? So leveraging those digital platforms can make a huge difference. Now, we'll also use digital platforms to help us, you know, collect data, collect information, find the deals, find pieces of real estate, right? And so, you know, information is powerful. And so your ability to utilize information to be able to make smart decisions is critical. So like any of our Money Shackles checklist, we'll sit here and show you, like, there's a lot of information about companies and businesses, but what information do you listen to? What information do you not listen to? Like, once you have the foundation of making a good business investment, right? Whether it's a Reg A or Reg D or a private equity type of investment, or it's a crowdfunding type of investment, you know, you need to have a due diligence checklist to be able to make those decisions. And what happens is people, when you have a healthy relationship with money, you're going to make good decisions about your investing. But if you don't have a healthy relationship with money, if you haven't rebalanced and you haven't matured and gone through evolutions in your relationship with money, you're not going to make great decisions. You know, my big thing is getting away from Wall Street. You know, Wall Street creates people into almost like a codependent relationship where you want to build your wealth, you want to set up your retirement, and it goes up for a while, but then it crashes or it goes down and it burns you. And so people get into this thing, and the average person isn't built for the long run. It's right. Why 50 plus 60% of marriages in America fail, because people, you know, struggle with the ebbs and flows, right? And so the reality is the stock market's even worse than that statistic. You know, 80 plus percent of Americans have lost money in the stock market in the last 12 months. And so if you're part of that 80% of America that has lost money, it's like, what is the right thing to do? Well, if you get into real tangible assets that grow over time, good business investing, right? Fractionalized ownership of businesses through Regulation A industry, through the crowdfunding industry, has set people up in a way that they can be an angel investor. They can be a venture capitalist. They can go in and put $100, $1,000, $10,000, $50,000 into owning part of a business versus going into Wall Street and buying a stock. And so, you know, whether it's that part of alternative investing or it's the other part of real estate investing, you know, those are long-term investing trends. And I'm not talking long-term, like you got to wait 30, 50, 100 years in order to make a significant return. But I'm talking more of a 2-year, 5-year, 10-year cycle is smart investing.
Hey, Dutch, hold on 1 second. We're going to have to take a quick break. Hey, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Dutch Mendenhall.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to make sure y'all know all the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. And check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. So we're back here with Dutch Mendenhall. Earlier, he talked about how somebody, or not how, but people can crowdfund so they can go buy a piece of real estate. Dutch, could you share a little bit more about how that works? Because we have a number of people that are on our listeners and our viewers email saying, hey, how does this work? I would love to know how that goes about working. So if you could share that with us, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. So there's specific crowdfunding platforms on America. And so you can Google and go research them. I put in my book the top 10 platforms, right? We believe in that people can go grab Money Shackles and they can go through that. We have Cliff Notes of Money Shackles too. So you guys can, you know, skip to those points. But essentially you go to, you're going to find a lawyer that specializes in crowdfunding. The lawyer that specializes in crowdfunding will take you through your entity structuring, your business structuring to make sure you're set up correctly. Not super expensive. If somebody's wanting to charge you $10,000, $20,000 for it, walk away from them, right? For about $2,000 to $3,000, you should be able to get completely set up and structured. Now, once you're set up with your crowdfunding, you go on one of those platforms and you just need a good piece of real estate, right? To go on that platform. And then you piece that piece of real estate on there. Now everybody who's crowdfunding it becomes a co-owner with you, right? And you guys can own that piece of real estate together. And that's one of the ways you can succeed and you can move forward, right? Now, for me, I've only used crowdfunding for building businesses and growing businesses or within our REITs. We've had a lot of people invest together to buy lots of real estate, right? And so, you know, whether anytime you have multiple people investing into an investment, you got to put an entity, a structure together from a legal standpoint. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving you guys legal advice. I'm just kind of telling you my experience with crowdfunding. And so when I first started, you know, I did all this education and training across America. But the reality is people are always like gurus are full of crap. They're like, you guys teach us and you tell us about it, but you'll never invest with us. And different things. And I, you know, eventually I said, okay, well, then I'll invest with you. And people kept saying, well, yeah, put your money where your mouth is. And so I started investing with people and started just small, just like any other, you know, potential investor, right? I went from, you know, one investor to 22 investors now to 7,000 investors who've invested with us, you know, over the years and that are active right now invested with us. And so, you know, the reality is crowdfunding is one of the great ways to build business. It's like all businesses in America need capital. They need money. You can't grow a business without money, without capital. You can't buy real estate without money, without capital. But any real estate investor that ever existed will tell you they run out of money fast, right? You know, we're managing a $250 million portfolio, but every single month I want new money, new capital going to go do new deals, new transactions to continue buying real estate, right? And sometimes we sell a piece of real estate, we'll use that money to go buy more real estate. But the reality is, it's like we invest long-term for every asset that we have. And so for us, it's always about how do we continue to buy more real estate? Because the more real estate we have, the more depreciation we have, the more real estate we have, the more cash flow we have, you know. So using crowdfunding is really good. Kevin O'Leary, right, has a platform. I want to say Start Engine, I think is the name of it. It's one of the great crowdfunding platforms that are out there. So it's a great way as an investor. And I think anybody getting started, it's like, I don't have a lot of money or I don't feel like I have the credibility to go talk to someone about bring, you know, investing capital with me to go be an investor. And so then, you know, a crowdfunding platform is a great way to do it. You know, for us, we've been investing other people's money with other people for a very long time. And so I'm always, you know, tell people to be a little bit leery of putting a bunch of capital with someone without a lot of experience, without a lot of background. But in crowdfunding, people are putting $100, they're putting $500, right, into a platform. And so, like, then I feel very comfortable investing that kind of money into someone else's piece of real estate who doesn't have a lot of experience. Because at the end of the day, if something were to happen to that money, life will go on. And but if, you know, if we pull together, then we can help others start businesses, grow business, build businesses. But as well as, you know, if you want to get a 10x return on your investment money, then sometimes there's a little bit more high risk investing. So in Money Shackles, we talk about high risk, high return investments, high return, low risk investments. We talk about low risk, low return investments and how you balance all your investments out as an investor, because that balance is key, because then you don't feel guilty when you go take a high risk, because you've allocated the money for it, because you know you have your safety and your conservative side of your investing as well.
Okay, so another thing that many of our viewers are interested in is how to go about using the power of online networking to open up opportunities in real estate.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of platforms, right? Deal flow is deal flow. And so your relationships can always bring deal flow, right? And so for me, like recently, one of the things we did from a networking standpoint is I was able to buy a golf course. And so I was able to buy a golf course with $1.52 million SBA, 3.5% interest rate. In these interest rate times, that's amazing. $200,000 down, so a total of $1.72 million. But that deal came from networking, right? We have a charity that we've been supporting and called 22 and Again and Special Operations Wounded Warriors. So we have a big belief: if you don't like our country or our veterans or our warriors, then don't invest with us, right? And it's a common thing that we state, like, we are very pro warrior. And so we invest a lot into those charities. And so through that networking and through the online relationships there, that golf course came to us through that network. And somebody just said, hey, I'm struggling with this piece of real estate. I'm struggling with this business. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it. And so we were able to provide them with a solution and then obviously provide a great investment for our investors when the golf course right down the road sold for $4.5 million in about the similar condition. So buying at 1.7 and your closest comparable is 4.5. Those are always, I mean, who can't win in those situations? So, and who doesn't want to own a golf course for only $200,000 down? So I don't see any golf memorabilia behind you, but I do see baseball and I see Pepperdine football. I actually coached baseball at University of San Francisco. So we played Pepperdine a lot many years ago. So
that was actually one of my clients was on their 1945 national championship football team.
Yeah.
And that was one of the towels that they gave him. And before he passed, he gave that to me. So it was pretty cool.
I always blew my mind that Pepperdine and University of San Francisco both had national championships in football when, you know, obviously neither one compete at that level, you know, at this point. So,
well, that was actually their last year of football, 1945. It was done. Hey, Dutch, I want to thank you for being on our show. This has just been wonderful. How can people get in contact with your network, get a hold of your book? If you could share that with our listeners, I really appreciate it. And I know they would too.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to moneyshackles.com. And if you want to buy the book, if you want to get to know me, get to know our tribe and family and those kind of things, you can go to dutchmendenhall.com. Right. We have all of our different assets, all of our different investment vehicles. Money Shackles will be on there too, but go to moneyshackles.com. You jump on our YouTube channel, right? Like we always say, you know, if you follow us, it allows us to make an impact on your life, right? And so I obviously, you guys, you know, Steve said that right off the beginning, right? Make sure you jump on, you know, his channels and you follow them and you follow their podcast, because, you know, it makes a difference. And the thing is once people like Steve are out there giving high quality information, you know, following them makes a difference because it allows them to give more of that high quality information. So if you go to dutchmendenhall.com, makes a big impact on being able to explore our universe and all the different vehicles we have. If you just want to pick up the book, it's on Amazon, it's on Audible. We hit the Wall Street Journal's bestsellers list this summer. We're on currently, I think, number 3 on financial books. on Amazon. So you could go there and buy it on Amazon. Go to moneyshackles.com to buy it directly too. You don't have to wait as long to ship it. We're a little faster than the, you would think I couldn't be faster than Amazon in shipping my own book, right? But we actually are faster. Close my mind. So
that's, thanks for being on the show. Hey, have a wonderful weekend and a happy holiday season. And love to have you on again sometime.
We'll talk soon.
Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Today, we're going to be talking about the next piece that goes along with taxes. That's Roth conversions. As the year is coming to the end or just at the beginning, most of you have a pretty good idea where you'll fall when it comes to your income brackets. Roth conversions will allow you to accelerate the income, fill potentially lower tax brackets into the current year. Roth conversions by year end can strategically help you manage your tax brackets by reducing your required minimum distributions in the future by creating more tax-free income. There's a couple things you want to keep in mind here. Number one, there's a five-year rule. If you need the money that's coming from your IRA for income, it's probably not a good idea, because the five-year rule states that if you convert $100,000 into a Roth, if any of the proceeds from that $100,000 for the first 5 years is taxable, after that, it's non-taxable. Secondly, you need to look at your IRMA. So if you're getting Social Security paying for Medicare, you know what? The cost of your Medicare will increase if you go over a certain limit. Also, you want to make sure it doesn't adversely impact the need for income down the road when you're 82, 83, and 45. And the reason I say that is because, you know what, if you're paying 30% in taxes on your conversion and you're averaging, say, a 5% return, it's going to take you minimum 6-7 years to get back to where you were when you did the conversion. How is that going to impact you when you're 82, 83, 84? Folks, there's many reasons why to do a Roth conversion. I just want to tell you the ones that you need to be concerned about to make sure you don't make a decision now that's going to adversely impact your lifestyle down the road. And always, you should always be running by these decisions with your CPA, your financial advisors, your tax advisors, any advisors that you have. You want to do that because you want to make sure you're making the right decisions. The other thing I want to say about taxes is you always want to be forward thinking. Too many people are backwards thinking. So if you're looking backwards, you're never going to get a lot of benefit. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us here today on Saving with Steve. We had Dutch Mendenhall, Money Shackles. You want to go check that out. It's dutchmendenhall.com. And with that, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton.